Alaska is beautiful, wild, and dangerous. Four groups of people have volunteered to leave modern life behind and attempt to survive in this rugged wilderness for 3 months. Halfway through, hunger and deprivation are their constant companions.
I would kill someone for red meat right now.
So far, only one group has had a successful hunt.
We haven't had anything like that in a while.
Another came back with nothing.
I didn't get a moose.
I really don't know how we're going to survive.
Now, the remaining two are about to try their hand at stalking big game.
We're essentially without protein right now.
And the stakes couldn't be higher.
It's tough. Much tougher than I thought.
All of them must learn to survive the last frontier. High up in Hawkins Glacier, in Alaska's Chitna Valley, winter is knocking on the door. At this time of year, the weather is erratic. One day the temperature is minus 18 Celsius, and the next it's 6.
44.3.
That 0.3 makes a difference.
You lose body fat, like we're losing. Then you get colder faster.
To make matters worse, Bernice Pearson is falling ill.
You know, I'm feeling a little bit more tired, and I'm sleeping longer.
Are you going to be able to make it?
Oof.
The couple struggle to preserve the goat meat Greg brought home. Preserving meat is crucial to any wilderness experience, but it must be done correctly. Both fear they may have got it wrong.
I was a little bit nervous to try the goat, but since I'd had a piece of meat,
I had really bad stomach cramps and just feel terrible.
That sucks.
Her illness could have dire consequences. Their medical tests show Bernice has already lost 2 kilos. Greg's dropped 10.
With Bernice being sick, it really made me think that I want to be way ahead of the game. I mean, this is stuff we need to survive.
With Bernice stuck in bed, it's left to Greg to do everything to prepare them for a winter that'll grow colder and more bitter each day.
Half of our workforce is gone. I mean, we're going to be in deep trouble.
...32 kilometres to the west, the situation is just as bleak, and it seems to be getting the better of friends Tim, Alan and Jasmine.
It's been weeks without meat, and I can really see it start to wear out on my partners out here.
Weeks of back-breaking work have pushed them to the edge.
You need that protein. It's not as if we have tofu out here.
Backcountry expert Paul Claus is mentoring all four groups. It's the friends' turn to go goat hunting. Paul has sent his son Jay to guide them, as required by law.
Typically, hunting is something that's handed down from generation to generation. Your father and your granddad, and it's a traditional thing.
This hunt will be especially risky.
Hunting mountain goats, especially in this area, I would call the toughest hunting there is in the world. It's very, very dangerous.
The animals live at high altitudes, on rocky cliffs and ledges that can sometimes take days to reach. But without a supply of fresh meat, there's little chance the friends will last out here.
Who wants to go hunting?
Only one of the three will go.
So, decision is... who's it going to be?
I don't think it makes sense for me to go hunting.
I don't have the desire to hunt, and I'm not in the hunt for the hunting.
They draw cards.
All right, highest card wins.
Tim is already exhausted, but...
I've been chosen to go on this goat hunt, and as hard as it's going to be, I got to do it. We need meat. We're without protein. We need food. Any other reason, I would not go.
I have a fear of shooting guns.
Honestly, as long as there's meat on the table, that's really what it's ultimately about.
I definitely feel that Tim took one for the team by going hunting. Hunting is not this easy feat that you just go and shoot an animal. It is a long, arduous task that is dangerous.
You've got your emergency pack.
The California computer specialist is off to meet Jay along the banks of the Chitna River.
All right, mighty hunter.
Yeah, see you guys a couple
luck,
days.
Man. Take care. Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm getting myself into. I've never been on a goat hunt before.
I have no idea what we're going to deal with or have to deal with when we get up there.
There is no call 911 out here.
Bye, Tim.
But before he even gets close to a goat, Tim must pass a dangerous test.
This is by far the most dangerous thing that you've done so far out here.
I'm on this boat, I'm scared out of my wits, and here I am putting my life in his hands.